Bridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCHU portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have W4FCM, Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. We have KO4WWZ, Chandler, and Easley. Excuse me, Fred and Isla are in Traveler's Rest. K4OSH, Pat, and Malden. W2AMD, Andy, and Simpsonville. KF4RVH, JD, they're in Berea. We have KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. WU2T, Rusty and Warren. KJ4UHF, Jack and Greenville. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. KG4WNP, Landon and Dacusville. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KN4RJN, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Glad we have the early check-in potential there. These individuals were able to check in through the Briars webpage. Give those who can't necessarily check in tonight at 9 o'clock the opportunity to be recognized and check in through the webpage. So appreciate them for coming along and doing so. With that, there are no Echolink stations up, so we'll go ahead and continue forward with the regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. M4, Valhalla. No traffic, guys. May stick around for two if I can find any rags. If not, I'll just listen. Go through the net.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Greer tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hootie Twa, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
MJB. Please check in. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Piggins, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4AH0, Doug in Walhalla. Thanks for checking in tonight, Doug, and I do have you down for a little bit of rack chew if you can find the rack. So look hard, and we'll get back to you at the end of the roll call portion. We also have W4DJW, Dave, our net manager there in Greer. W4CTW, Tyler, not in Taylor's, but he's mobile in Greenville tonight. Drive safe, Tyler, and arrive home to the QTH in one piece. We have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we have no other check-ins right now for Alpha through Delta, but we do have a couple EchoLink stations up, so we'll go over to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control, this is KI4DTY. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel, and I'm mobile in Taylor's tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KI4DTY, Daniel in Taylor's. And thanks for checking in tonight, Daniel. Looks like we have another EchoLink station up as well. EchoLink stations only, please call W2MJB or net control.
No, net control, please check in. KO4, CPI, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Papa India, Josh and Taylor's, negative, negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4, VPI, Josh and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Josh. I think you're the first time for you that you've checked in on my log, according to my log anyway. Thanks for checking in with me. We're here every night at 9 o'clock if you wish to check in again. And we appreciate your patronage to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looks like that's it for Echo Through Hotel right now, or excuse me, Echo Link right now. So we'll go back to the RF check-ins and begin with Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Mark and everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Warren, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. This is November 4, Hotel Foxtrot Oscar, N4HFO, Jeff in West Asheville. I'll be in and out tonight. 73s.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HFO, Jeff, there in West Asheville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff, and have a wonderful evening there in the Asheville area. So that's it for Echo Through Hotels. We'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
MJB. Good evening to Wendy. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
JB. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
The W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Appreciate you checking in. Yourself, Larry and Donna, and KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock. Thanks for coming along and checking in. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-ray. Ian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC9BEX, Ian in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ian, and have a great evening. So that's it for India through Lima, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobile in Piedmont tonight. Please also check in my telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4, MRA. His name is also Fred. He's in Columbia tonight. We'll both be negative and negative.
Check in AA4QS, Saul. N4DMV, Paul. He's in the door. I'll be negative and have a little
JB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. And I'll hang around with you for a little bit, Mark. Thank you for calling the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins in the Mike Trupa Pod group. First off, we have KK4ONO, Lorena in Piedmont. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and her daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in, Lorena, and bringing Rick and Michelle along with you. Next, I have KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. And he's also checking in KI4MRA, Fred, who is in Columbia tonight. Thanks for checking in, Fred, and have a great evening. We have AA4QS, Don in Toccoa, and he's checking in Paul, N4DME, in the same location. Thanks for checking in tonight, Don. And next I have KO4NUE, our Tuesday night net controller. Chad in Campobello. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chad, and I do have you down for a little bit of rack chew at the end, so appreciate that. And is Anna checking in, or is she out tonight?
She's in, not Dutchland, but they speak Dutch over there. it slips my mind, but she's out of country. Go ahead.
I think that country you're looking for is Holland, so appreciate that. Hopefully she's having a great time over there in Dutchland, and that we'll see her soon. And we'll talk to you here in a little bit. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
I'm out of turn. I'd like to check in and get on to something else. KD4DRA, Kilo Delta 4 Delta Romeo Alpha, and I bring my wife Diane with me. KD4NDC, Kilo Delta 4 Nancy Delta Charlie. We'll be in and out. Good evening, everybody.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OIM, Walt in Inman. It's good to hear you on the net tonight, Walt. Thanks for checking in, and you're sounding great. We have next KD4 4, DRA, Rick, in Simpsonville, and his wife, Diane, KD4NDC. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and we got you in and out tonight. Have a great evening, and thanks for taking the time to pop in and check in. With that, looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Crescent, Liberty, Native, Native, and Walt, you're sounding better every night. Keep it up, buddy.
MJB. And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, this is Jim in Dacusville. That'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. 4RAX, Jim, and we're checking in tonight, Chris and Jim, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there's no check-ins for Quebec through Tango, but I do have another Echolink station up, so I'm going to switch over and let that Echolink station check in. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mr. Mark, Wendy, and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're in Liberty tonight. Just check us in and out. Good evening to you, Miss Wendy, and all on the net.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary and Easley, or actually Liberty tonight. And also recognizing K3JOY, Joy. Imagine she's with Gary there in Easley, or Liberty. So thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and have a great evening and safe drive home. Any other check? Well, let's that's it for Quebec through Tango and Echolink stations. We'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT. This is Mark in Inman. We'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4YKT. Mark in Inman, thanks for checking in tonight, Mark. You are a new check-in on my log with me tonight, and I appreciate you checking in, and it's great to have another Mark here on the net. Have a great evening, and we'd be glad to have you come back and check in with us. We're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller each night. With that, we'll check again. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the small groups. So we'll go ahead and move to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative. Like Mark, call. Tell Wendy hello for me. Thanks.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry and Chandler. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. And have a great evening. And I'll let Wendy know you said hello. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the RF check-ins for the time being, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to all of you who checked in tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Now I'll begin. Now I'll start the RAC 2 portion of the net. We do have a couple that wish to RAC 2 for a little bit. First off, we have N4AHO. Doug, what's on your mind tonight, Doug?
Control N4AHO, Doug Mahalo. We had an interesting day yesterday. Yesterday we had a bunch of hams stationed around the county with either handheld or mobile rigs on 147, but we were using Simplex receivers, getting these things to one locations. It was very revealing, and that information will be used. So that worked out really well. Lots of the main exercise coming up on Tuesday. So some of you may be involved in that, I don't know. But big important thing for you guys to get this right and for the county county also. And that's about it. Everybody have a great evening.
AHO, Doug, this is W2MJB. Your signal is way down, kind of down in the noise. I was able to pull out some of that, or quite a bit of it, but some of it I wasn't able to. What I was understanding is that you participated in the statewide ARES, or the statewide, I guess, emergency test yesterday. Was that correct?
N4AHO. It was basically a local ham frequency exercise yesterday morning. Otherwise, it was a state communications exercise up until sometime in the afternoon. I wasn't involved in that part this time. Ours was just strictly local on Simplex, using these little handheld radios like I'm using right now, just to see where we could communicate to each other and who could communicate from around the county to the EOC. So we pretty much found out what areas work and which don't. They generally knew, but we were testing some different areas this time. I was over at Kiwi Key over by, as you say, in the south, where the Wells Fargo Bank used to be, but that closed down. So anyway, that's what we did. We just went all over the county and just saw who could talk to who on Simplex in case nothing else works. That was about it. And for AHO, back to net control.
For AHO, W2MJB, that was a lot better coming through that time. So did you guys create a map of the areas where you were able to cover so that if you do end up with an emergency there, that you're able to know whether you're going to be in or out of being able to communicate with your HTs?
That I don't know, since I was not in the EOC. They at least made some kind of a table of information of locations and where they could talk to. I know they're keeping track of all the intercommunications. Whether it was a map involved or not, or will be, that I don't know. I was just busy getting beat up in a dock in high winds. It was pretty choppy out there. I was standing out at the end of the dock. It was the only way I could be heard. So they definitely kept track of the information. That's all I can say.
Gotcha. Yeah. Those are good things to participate in. It really gives them an idea of what the capabilities are and what they aren't, so that they can be prepared better. And you really don't realize until you go through those where your weaknesses are. HHO. Doug, any other comments on your exercise?
Controlling for HHO, negative. That was enough exercise for me in one day. So, yeah, I didn't see any other parts of it this time. I was just out there on a dock trying to reach the EOC, which worked okay. Not great, but okay. I think it takes more than these little 8-watt handhelds to do a lot of this in the, you know, in part of the country we're in where everything's got a mountain between them. So, we were able to successfully make some connections, so we'll know where people need to go next time. So, anyway, that's about it. Thanks very much. And for AHO, back to that.
W2MJB. Thanks for your comments, and hopefully that'll help those who are listening to understand a little bit more about the emergency communication potentials that we may find ourselves in the future. And thanks for that, Doug, and have a great evening, and we appreciate the reaction. Let me take a break here for a second and see if there's any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control. And out. November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. Herb is Shelby, North Carolina.
Maybe. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4BXB, Herb in Shelby, home of the Great Ham Fest. Thanks for checking in tonight, Herb. Hopefully all the planning is going well for the Ham Fest and that everything will be in place this coming May when that occurs. Also recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins? Quickly, any other check-ins? Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November in Brevard, North Carolina. The name is Ed. No traffic. Over.
W2MJB, Net Control. Ed, your name and location didn't come up in my log, so I think you're a first-time check-in with me. I got WD8ORN, Whiskey Delta 8, Oscar Romeo November. Is that correct?
Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
That time, Ed, thank you there, Brevard. Appreciate you checking in tonight, and have a great evening. Brevard's a nice town. We drove through it once, going up there to the mountains, and that'd be a really nice place to retire, so you're in a great place. With that, thanks for checking in tonight, Ed, and we'll go over to KO4NUE. Chad, what's on your mind tonight?
Good everybody on the net. Not a whole lot. I just want to drop by for a few minutes and tell you, I know Wendy's been out of town for, you know, a week or so, and I'm day two into it, and I'm miserable. I'm just miserable. So I got 4 or 5 more days to go. But other than that, I just want to drop by and say hello and let you know that I'm going to be covering down on the net tomorrow night and Tuesday night as well. So just want to let you know that.
For NUE W2MJB, Chad, yeah, I know what you feel like. When my son was small, my wife started this tradition of when he got out of school and all of her siblings lived out west, she'd take 3 months and travel around and spend time with her parents and with, you know, a week or so with each sibling. Most of the time it was with her parents or up in the mountain in the cabin. But so I stayed home and worked while she was gone. So by the time she got back, about 3 months later, you know, right before the school season started, it was almost like she was a stranger to me. But, yeah, I understand what you're going through. She's been gone almost a month now, I think about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. So it'll be nice when she gets home. Over.
But just over the years, I mean, we've because of, you know, the military and all. We've had to spend a lot of time apart over the years. The last deployment was, first deployment was 18 months. So, you know, when we're, you know, separated for a day or two, it's just like, hey, you know, no big deal. But I don't know. I must be getting older or soft and hard or something. I don't know what's going on because Miss just, like I said, it's just awful quiet, you know, just awful quiet. It's nice to have a little bird chirping in the house, you know. It just makes everything comfortable, I guess.
Yeah, I can't imagine being separated for 18 months. That's got to be pretty tough. And pets do make separation a little bit more bearable, you know, having them around. I know with our dog here, she does keep me company, and she it's the first dog that I've had, or we've had, or, well, that I've had in my life. I had one when I was a real small kid that was really kind of my mom's dog, even though it was my dog. But the dog we have now is the first dog that really has me as its main, I guess, human. I guess the alpha male, if you want to call it that, where she prefers coming to me for all of her needs. So it's kind of interesting having had that interaction with a pet, where, other than the pet going to my wife.
Stan, we've got two dogs in the house. I've got a golden lab, golden in the house. It's mine. His name is KC. I don't know. I'd say he's probably, I think last time he weighed in, he's about 92, 94 pounds. Pretty big dog. And then there's a little Pixie. You know, she's a little, my daughter bought her at flea market, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And she's gone to college now, so she left Pixie when she went off to college, so Pixie favors Anna, and KC just, you know, favors me. He's just follows me everywhere I go and wants to know, you know, sticks his nose. He can open doors. He opens the doors with his big nose. And just, you know, it's not a moment of privacy with him. I mean, you go to the bathroom, he's, you know, sitting there looking at you. You go outside and he's, you know, right on your tail. And, you know, but I mean, that's what he's, I don't have an issue with it. I'm just saying, it's just, they're quite funny. I've been up at the deer camp for the last couple of days, and Dad is taking care of the two dogs while I was gone, and evidently we ran out of dog food, so he is has been feeding KC some of the old Roy again, and I guess I can't stand to be around him. It just, you know, not pleasant with the old Roy dog food, so I'm gonna have to get that fixed tomorrow. But at any rate, Mark, I'm just gonna drop by and say hello and let you know that, like I said, I've got tomorrow night covered. Go ahead.
KO4NUEW2MJB. Yeah, you had me laughing there for a minute. Two dog. We had a Jack Russell. When my son was real small, which was a pretty miserable little dog because they're so hyper and so strong-willed. But we had a long break, and then we adopted a greyhound, ex-racer, and had him for probably about 6 or 7 years and had to put him down because he was just starving himself to death. And then we found another greyhound and the female that we have now, and we were wondering what we were going to name it, and it would follow so closely behind me that when I'd stop, it'd run back into my backside. So we named it Shadow because it was always right behind me. But don't know what we'll do now that greyhounds are not readily available since they closed down most of the racetracks down there in Florida. So what's the temperament of the labs? Are they pretty decent? I hear they are good dogs, just haven't ever had one.
Casey's a little different. He's a service dog, and he's been with me now for, 6 or 8 years. And he's named after a fallen soldier, Sergeant Kyle Colnott, that was killed in a IED explosion right out of the base I was stationed out in Tallil. So they'll, the VA will take fallen soldiers and train a service dog, and with the family member's consent, they'll train, they'll name the dog after the fallen soldier. So that's an interesting question. What is his temperament? KC was assigned to two other veterans before me, and both veterans returned him to the facility because of complaints of aggression. And I have experienced none of that with him whatsoever. And anybody that has met KC will tell you that, he's just not that way. So I don't know what the issue was with the other two, veterans, but... ...the issues with him whatsoever. There is a, well, not with, disobedience or anything, with the exception of, there's a cashier that works at the Lowe's in Greer. I don't know what the connection or what he thinks the connection is there with her at Lowe's, but anytime I take him in there, I'll have to take him up there and leave him with her. I don't know what it is about her that he likes or whatnot, but that's the only time he has ever left my side was because of her. So I just, if I go to Lowe's in Greer and she's running the cash register there, I just take him up there and drop him off with her, and he's just as happy as he can be. He just lays right there behind the cash register, And then when I, get my stuff, I'll go back and get him, and he's happy for another week. So if he's happy, I'm happy.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I think I watched one of those shows, those programs, where they were, veterans were getting dogs, and, the dog has to pretty much adopt the veteran. Because if the dog doesn't really have that connection with the veteran or the human, it doesn't matter whether it's a veteran or anybody else, but, that dog's got to have that connection. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't work out quite so well. But so what it is between humans and dogs that make that connection strong versus, weak, like the previous two veterans, it's hard to say, but I'm glad it worked out with you. That's interesting that Casey really likes the cashier. There must be something about her, which you don't know. It must be the pheromones or something that you can't see that has attracted the dog to the cashier. So that's a great story. I'm glad you got that dog with you and that it's working out. Over.
Yeah, it's been quite the deal with him. He's I went up years ago to pick a dog, and all they had was puppies. Then it's gonna be 10 or 12 weeks before they could assign me an animal after training, you know. And I don't know, it's just puppies. I just really didn't feel a whole lot of connection. They're just so young, you know. But I got ready to leave, and one of the trainers came in with KC, and I mean, it was just, I don't know how to describe it. It was just a kind of an instant connection, I guess. And we, you know, I got to playing around with him for a little while out on the yard, and you know, I came in and asked the owner of the facility, you know, what's going on with KC, and they said, well, he's not eligible to be assigned because he's shown some signs of aggression, and we, you know, we can't, you know, he just hangs around here, and eventually we'll, you know, probably have to destroy the animal, or destroy him because he, you know, we just can't keep. They had over 100-some dogs there, you know. So, you know, I pitched a fit, and I went and talked with the owners, the owner of the place, and he wasn't going to have it. And I went and talked with the board of directors, and talked with them for a couple of hours, and they said, okay, well, we'll let you take him home for a week, and but we want you and him back up here in a week, and we'll take it from there. So I did. I brought him home for a week, and I not one single issue whatsoever, ever. So we went back up there in a week, and we spent another 6 days going through the validation training, and that was quite the experience. But it took us about 6 days to get through it, but we did, and it's just been, you know, quite an experience ever since.
That's great that they were able to adopt that dog and receive that dog as a service animal. Never would have thought that the dogs or animals would be helpful to veterans like they are, but you know, that program on TV was, you know, an eye opener as to what animals can really do for us human beings, and I'm sure it's the same way for them. But it's a great story, Chad, and appreciate you offering that. So hopefully she'll get back safely from Holland, and that you will have a great time this coming week, and look forward to hearing you on the net tomorrow night.
Hey, Mark, and you have a good evening, sir, and doing a wonderful job as usual, and I'll say 73s to you, I guess, and be safe, and I'll see you tomorrow night. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear, but standing by.
Thank you to MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Thanking KO4NUE, Chad, for the short rag chew that we had, and being able to talk about service animals and the pets that we have and the wonderful aspect that they have in our life. So thank you, Chad, for that. Any other check-ins before we close the net or comments, check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control. MJB.
Please check in. Kilo, November 4th, Uniform, Bravo Golf, Kevin. And I'll be in and out. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
Control. Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey, Head. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't notice you copied. Yep, I got that one.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4UBG, Kevin, there in Fountain Inn. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin. And also KO4WWZ, Chandler. Yeah, I think you were in on When I saw your call sign there on Echolink, I looked back in my log because I thought I checked in or recognized you from the early check-in, and I did. So you are in my log. You were recognized, Chandler, and we do have you tonight. But thanks for rechecking and coming back when you were able to listen to the net, and we appreciate your follow-up. Any other check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
TNJD, can I make some comments to Chad, please, sir, please? KO4 and Yuri.
KO4WWZ, go ahead with your comments.
KO4 and Yuri, KO4WWZ.
Yui, go ahead, bud.
And will you stay on frequency after the net? I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, roger that. No problem. KO4NUE clear, back to net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We thank all of those who participated tonight and checked in during the net. Really appreciate the those who take the time out of their busy lives to check in, make sure their equipment is working, and also have a little communication over the radio and use these frequencies that we have. The net report will be submitted electronically, and I'll break for a minute, and it should be, you should hear it momentarily. JB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. Again, Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net tomorrow night, so please come back and check in with him. We'll return the repeater back to normal. Amateur U, 73, and good night to everyone.
KO4NUE, KO4WZ.
Go ahead, bud.
Well, I'm talking off the max track. The old Motorola HT just doesn't want to try and get out. So I'm here in the car.
I'll just turn your echo link off or turn it down because you got some echo in the background. And so you're sitting out in the car, still on the, back on the max track, right?
It's not that the Motorola won't get out, it won't work, it just, it's not strong enough, and I ain't got an amp to put behind it, and I don't know if that Slim Jim would work with just a mono band or not. I hadn't tried.
No, that Slim Jim is a dual band, so it'll do 2 meter or 440. And, you know, screw it in there. Give it a shot. See what it's got, what you got to lose.
All of money. Don't try. Eventually, well, try went kayaking today, and that was the first time I've ever been kayaking, and I had fun. One of my arms out there, I think I can say I definitely got my exercise today.
What a deal. Where'd you go?
I went to the Chalet River over here in Easley.
Friends or family or what?
I went with some friends. They actually teaching me how to paddle and all of that. And considering it being my first time, I felt like I did pretty good.
Your life jacket on?
Yeah, and let me tell you, I almost hit that water a few times. And it was cold.
It was. I bet it was. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And how far did you? I'm assuming you went downriver. How far did you go?
We
went around to a little tiny cove, and then we made our way back to the landing.
I came upstream, too.
Sure.
So that's why them arms are sore.
Yep. And plus, I was sighting the wind, lays just in the wind. Giant pontoons that had to come zipping up through there. It was an interesting little battle.
Little battles at a time, that's how you win it. But I bet it felt good with that wind in your face and that pretty sunshine today. That had to be quite an experience.
And there are some questions I want to ask you off frequency. You want to give me a call and we get done having a queue. So, but yeah, it was a really, really fun experience. I have some pictures, I'll send them to you. And, I just want to ask. I heard somebody mentioning something about emergency communications and I got kind of scared during the net.
We'll talk about that off frequency, bud. But, so my cousin, he bought a canoe several months ago. And, because we have always wanted to canoe down the 12 Mile River. And, we just hadn't got enough gumption up to actually get in the canoe and try it. I think I'd probably tip the canoe over pretty quick. But we keep looking at it, and maybe one of these days we'll give it a shot. But for right now, it's, it's sitting up on the bank.
Maybe one of these days I can go swimming in that river.
Well, that's a good river to go swimming in. It's got some issues over the years, and it's pretty shallow too. But it gets pretty violent when it floods. It floods its banks pretty bad sometimes, and it's quite the thing to see. Actually, it gets, I don't know. Sometimes I'd say 6 or 8 feet over the banks, maybe a little more sometimes. And it's a couple years ago. It came over the banks, and I was standing on the bank watching it. I don't know, I was probably 10, 15 feet away, I guess, just watching that much water. And you could feel that water in the ground moving past you. I guess kind of like a vibration or something. Not really a vibration, but it was just, you could just tell that there was just a lot of power, with that water moving through the area. And it's just, quite an amazing thing to see. But I've always thought that would be the best time to try to go down the river when it's flooded like that. I think maybe because there's a fair amount of risk that comes with it, I think that might be why I'm attracted to doing it when it's, flooding its banks like that. But I can't react as quick as I used to, so I just think about it, and that's about all I do.
KI4LZI, one thing about it, some of y'all were talking about wind, better wait till it is flooded to do it, because when it's dry weather and real dry, judging from how it is out there by the flea market in years past, you won't have enough water there to swim in when it's real, real dry.
Andy, KI4LZI, KO4WWZ, and KO4NUE. Good to hear you.
I'm monitoring and hearing y'all talking about the 12-mile river. When it's flooding and the water's real high, that's good. But when it's dry, 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 you ain't gonna have enough water in it to swim in when it's real dry. And Chad, I think you're talking about the old PCB business that used to come down and wash down in the harbor, I guess.